Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
To the show and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call into the show, voice your opinion about the episode today, or just call and say hello. I don't mind. Remember, this is your show, okay? I'm just here, you know, putting it, you know, doing the technical side of it. But this is your show, so call and talk, okay? 818-301-5834. Now, I promote the show, guys, daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. Those of you who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for listening to the show. Now, today's episode is also brought to you by our sponsor. Very important. CPA on duty for all your tax or accounting needs. Call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Now, guys, tell you a quick story. You know, there's a friend of mine that is a bicycle enthusiast, right? I'll say he a fanatic, but we'll call him an enthusiast, all right? You know, he loves to ride and stuff like that. So I called him, right, to ask him about the seat on my bike, because I'm starting to ride a little bit, you know, in the evenings. So I don't feel like my bike seat is right. Y'all with me? So I called him, because he's supposed to be the expert, right? I called him to ask him, how do I know when my seat is right? I mean, there's got to be a way that that's known out there to professional bike riders as to how high your seat need to be. You know, what do you do to gauge that? I mean, do you stand on your bike? You know, do you straddle your bike and stand on your bike and see where the seat hits you right there? Or do you put it up a little higher and you cock up on it? You know what I'm saying? Or do you stand next to your bike and put your seat up to your waistline or something like that? You know what he told me? He said, sit on the seat. And when your hips rock, you know it's not right if your hips rock. I'm like, okay. Now he's joshing with me, right? Don't y'all think that? I think so. Anyway, I wanted to tell that story because that's a funny man right there. Anyway, guys, so thank you for tuning in to the show. Welcome to the show again, those who are just tuning in. Thank you guys for listening in. Please follow the show on Twitter. If you have a Twitter account, please follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. The Frank W. Show on Twitter. Okay, follow the show there. And let's see. What am I doing next? I'm just winging it here today, guys. But, okay, let's get into our episode. The title of today's show is 25-year-old kids still at home with parents. Why? Why is that? Why are 25-year-old kids still at home with their parents? First thing I'd ask is, you know, did they go to school after high school? Did they go to college or even a trade school, you know, where they could learn a skilled trade? You know, someone once told me, you know, you can have a job where you use your brain and you use your mental abilities to do that job. You really don't have to be doing a whole lot of physical stuff. Okay, so you need a job doing that. But you also need to have something that you can do with your hands. A lot of people aren't cut out for 4 years of college or 5 years of college today. Some people need to go to trade school, learn that heating and air and stuff like that. That kind of stuff make for great businesses and can give you a nice income to take care of your family. So, you know, plumbers, think about that stuff. I mean, small business plumbers, do it. But what I'm getting back to this, 25-year-old kids, if they went to school after high school to learn a trade or to go to a 4 or 5 year college, then come out of college and have to stay with the parents because they're trying to get into a job, that I understand. Those aren't the kids that I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the kids that didn't go to college after high school, didn't go to trade school after high school, and they actually, you know, I mean, I'll say it, they've been bums since high school. May have had little little jobs here and there, but nothing to write home about. Okay, and so they don't even make enough money on their jobs to actually be able to get away from the parents. Okay, to go out and have an apartment, you know, and a car to drive. Then, you know, you got to put some little furniture in that apartment. I mean, it's not cheap. So, but if you go to college after high school, go to trade school after high school, nowadays, if you don't have either one of those, you know, you're going to be living not so happy life. Y'all with me? And I know I have a lot of young kids that listen to my show. Some of them may even be in high school right now, getting ready to come out of high school and, you know, can't make a decision on college. Well, believe you me, and I'm not trying to push anybody a certain way, but you may not be cut out for college. You may need to go to a trade school. You may be the top person in your class in that trade school because you're really into that. If you know how to do something with your hands, or if you like working with your hands, go learn that stuff and pie out. You know, start your own little small business. Once you're certified, you're in there. That's what I'm saying. That's how you get out from under your parents. Okay? And I'm talking to the younger kids that are listening to the show. That's how you get from under your parents. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Those of you who are just joining the show, thank you for joining the show. I see a lot of people just now joining the show. I'm talking on the title today of 25-year-old kids still at home with parents. I'm asking the question, why? Okay? And something else that may be a reason why they're at home with the parents is because, the parents are still pushing them around in strollers. I know I have some parents listening to my show that may have a 25-year-old kid in the home, but you guys still, they're pushing them around in the stroller. You know, let them get up and walk. When I was coming up after college, you know, my mom just put her foot on my neck and said, hey, you're not going to sit around here every day and veg off me. You got to get up, either find your job, and get out of here. Point blank. And she wasn't kidding. You know, when God bless her soul, she's gone on now, but you know when my mom was serious, because she'd flare her nose up. You know how to flare your nose and make your nose expand like that and hold it? She used to do that, so you knew right there that she was serious. I'm like, okay, she's serious. Hey, and I got up and I started looking for me a job. Lo and behold, I found a job that I would have, or that I would work with the people there for the next 20 years. It was great. I made a lot of money. I made good money. So I was able to get out of the house. I wasn't a 25-year-old kid still at home with the parents, because she pushed me out. She made me walk. She pushed me to the edge of the door. Okay, and this is what I'm telling you guys to do. Take your kids in that stroller. Take them to the edge of the door. Okay, open the door now. Take them to the edge of the door and hit that piece at the bottom of the door right there that comes across the door. Hit that piece with that stroller wheel. And that 25-year-old kid will fly out of that stroller, out into the yard, or out into the driveway. And then guess what? He can get up and start walking. That's what you want to do. That's what you want him to do. Get up, start walking. Get up, do your own thing. Get out there, do your own thing. My mom always told me my job is to take care of you up until you can take care of yourself. And I got to let you understand how to take care of yourself. Get a job, get your own place, take care of yourself. Then her job was over. She accomplished what she was trying to do. So you guys with the 25-year-old kids still at home with you? You have not accomplished what you're trying to do. You're trying to get them to where they're going to be self-sufficient, take care of themselves, have their own place to stay, right? I know you want them to be there forever. I thought I could stay home forever. I thought I'd never have to leave the base. But she pushed me to the edge of the door in that stroller and hit that bottom piece on the door. And I flew out and fell in the yard. But I got up and I started walking. 25-year-old kids are still at home with the parents. So parents, stop holding on to them. Try not to hold on to them. You can still help them while they're out there on their own, because it's going to be a little struggle here and there. And you can help them get through that struggle. But you got to get them out there so they can struggle. You had to struggle. Your parents had to struggle. Your grandparents had to struggle. I mean, all the way down the line, everybody struggles with this. So you're no different. So, you know, I'm going to have to let go of my girls at some point. But I feel like when I do let go of them, they're going to be able to walk on their own. So, you know, and some of these kids are at home because they came out of high school. They went to college. They hung out with the wrong people in college. Didn't do their work, so, hey, you know, college saying, you're not ready. You go back home and think about it, and then you can come back at a later date. Okay? So some kids are at home with parents because they couldn't cut it at college. They hung out with the wrong crowd in college. So they're at home with no job. Some of these 25-year-old kids that still live at home with parents have kids or a kid. And they're living at home with their parents. No job. I mean... People make mistakes, okay, I understand that, okay, make a mistake. Or you knew the consequences of it. You may have done it, you know, knowing the consequences of it, and that may be what you wanted. Okay, fine, but take care of that baby. You get you a place to stay, and you and her get there and you take care of that baby. That means you got to go get a job so you can take care of your family, okay? Now that you can't do that at home with your parents, you can't do it. 1-8301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. We in on today's episode. 25-year-old kids still at home with the parents. Why? Like I say, a lot of parents is still at home, is, you know, pushing them around in that stroller. Still got them right there. Oh, baby, don't worry about it. You're going to get a job. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about getting a job. Henry, give him some money so he can go to the movies. Henry, let him have a car tonight. I don't worry about it, Henry. He'll be all right. He just need to find him a job. Man. My mom was like, hey, you're not going to sit around here. You better get your job and get up out of here. That's what she told me. Excuse me. So I had to go. Got a call from the 404 area code. First three digits of 863. Caller, you on the line live with Frank Williams. Go ahead.
Well, you hit a home run with Jiffin, partner. You hit a home run.
Yes, sir.
I got the same situation. But it ain't the parents. You got one parent. Trying to tell this young man that you need to get out here and do your own thing. I couldn't wait to get out there and have my own place, man. If these kids, if they don't have the same work ethic, and like I'm saying by the parent, I'm trying to teach him to be a man, but he got his mom still around here breastfeeding. I'm like,
yeah,
you got to pull your kid out of his mouth and let him be a man, or you just hard on him. Like, yeah, I'm gonna be hard on him. I sit here and tell you, grass out here growing, and I got to tell you about cutting the grass. The grass wet. Get the hell out of here. Get out of here. I don't even ask you to cut the grass no more. But like I tell him, I said, God forbid, man, if I drop dead now, ain't nobody going to do that for you. Ain't nobody gonna do that for you, cause you're sorry as hell. But the mom's still buying your clothes and shoes, and you get mad at me. You gonna help me out here, but I ain't gonna help you to buy him no clothes. No, I'm not. If I give some clothes to me, something I used to wear, I ain't buying you no clothes. You grown, man. Yeah. Well, like I can see sheep out here breastfeeding, rocking in the sleep, damn near. Then you want to get mad at me because I get older. I leave that alone. They won't know when I come home why I got a frown on my face. Frown on my face, I'm here. You know, I hope when I get home, everybody be gone. I don't know you. They killed your mama. You know. That's how I feel about it, man. It ain't the parent put them around in the store in the mall around here still breastfeeding.
Yeah, man.
I can't even get none of that milk because he always got his mouth all on the bread. It's me.
They don't have it. They want everything to be given to them. They think they all think they can be rappers. Then they go in and try to be a rapper, and, you know, they get their feelings hurt. Then they don't know what they're going to do after that. Some of them turn to drugs and all this kind of stuff because I couldn't make it as a rapper. What am I going to do now? I didn't go to college. I didn't go to trade school. I mean, it's not too late to do that stuff, but I don't want to do that stuff. And that's it. They don't want to do what it takes to get where they want to be. You can't just jump up and be a rapper. You know, these guys have been doing this a long time. You got to put the time in it. Listen to me, guys. Because I was the same way. I was in your same shoes. Didn't listen to my mom the way I should have. All right, parents don't understand, right? Parents don't know what's going on, right? Parents know exactly what's going on. Parents know exactly what you're trying to do. Parents can see through your plan before you present your plan. As soon as you start presenting your plan to your parents, they can see through it because they were there. All these stories, you can't come up with a new story. We done heard them all. So what I'm saying is, kids who are listening to the show right now, have a plan. Put your plan together. What you going to do when you get out of high school? And, you know, if you're planning on getting a job when you get out of high school, see if that job is going to pay you enough. Look at that job and say, okay, I'm going to make $500 a week, okay? Now, if you can get an apartment can cost a bit more than $500 a week. I mean, $500 a month. So that first $500 plus some of the money from next week's paycheck is going towards rent. Just rent. That doesn't include food, nothing else. I'm just saying you got to have a job that can pay your bills. And you have something left over. So if you don't have a job that at least can do that, you need to go to school. Trade school or college. Because today, if you don't have at least a college degree, you're probably not going to get a decent job, at least a job that you think is decent. Y'all with me? So do that. Get out of high school, go to college or trade school, and you can decide in there exactly how you're going to plan this thing out and get yourself on your feet. And get going. Sit down and talk to someone that's already been down that road. They can tell you exactly what streets to take. All right. Thank you guys for listening to the show. It's been a great show today. Thank you everyone for listening in today. Take care of yourselves. Out to you. About
23 and a half hours. Take care, guys. If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay, I got to be me. How?